Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Push tower! Bang doors! Ding dong gay! Hey! Hote wandam ba! Zing! Zung! Sai! That's it. I've decided it's enough and enough. This world is silly and stupid and full of crap, and I am going to change it. I am going to take this mother clucker of a world, and I am going to fix it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to kill a few things, and I'm going to destroy a few things. I'm going to rearrange a few things. I'm going to take a few things that are over in that particular corner of the world. I'm going to take and put a few things over in that particular corner of the world, and then I'm going to move them into some other particular corners of the world, and in those other particular corners of the world, I'm going to fill them with brightness, and then I'm going to fill them with darkness, and then I'm going to take some of the combinations of those other individual elements from all over the world, and I'm going to smash them all together. And when I do that, what's going to happen is going to become a polyglot of possibilities. Possibilities that are going to lead to probabilities. Probabilities are going to lead to world domination in the name of the zombie, because the zombie plan is the only sustainable plan. Do you know that the only sustainable plan, the only way to potentially really continue consisting and existing with a finite, permanent, well-meaning individual concept of evolution, existence, and existentialism is that the fact that as all things die, therefore the dead are the only things worth living to? How coincidental is that, that that happens to be the case? Because, you know, it is a paradigm. Consider this. If you turn and turn and turn and turn and you get back to the beginning, what you have is that everything lives, dies. Everything dies, does not live. It just dies. It is dead. Therefore, if it is already dead, why worry about trying to be anything else? Because it's already dead. Therefore, the dead rock. The dead roll. We are going to take over, and you're not going to have anything left, not even a soul. Hi, EW, how's it going?
Hickory dickory dock.
That clock talked, and I killed it.
I think so.
I'm a little tired today. I've been up since 5 in the morning.
I don't know why.
I do. I had to go into work real early to let some contractors do some work on the walls.
Oh, those pesky contractors.
Yeah, well,
before
they had to do the work on the walls, because if they didn't do the work on the walls, then something else would be done on the walls, and then it would be markings, and then it would be lattices, and that would be a problem.
But doing the things on the wall, wait, is that right?
No.
I didn't think.
You were thinking something completely other. So I just wanted to mention one thing. They killed Wolverine today.
You got there.
Yes, of course I got there. It's Wednesday, the fourth book came out. I'm disappointed.
I thought that. I sensed that coming.
Holy crap, as this book at the end comes like, how the hell did you get to this point? That's not even covered in the book that was just before this. Okay, there's a bit of a story, there's a bit of a story, there's a bit of a story, book one, book two, book three, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, who the hell is this guy? What the hell's going on here? What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how you kill him? What? You might as well put boobs on Thor.
No, wait, they're already doing that.
No, actually, I read that one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Disappointed in that one, too.
I knew you were in the first place. You already said it. You were going to be disappointed in it.
I was disappointed in the concept that was being bruited about at the time. Reading the actual issue was like, really? You wanted to come up with an idea to put boobs on a Thor, and that's what you came up with?
Them sound like some Thor boobs.
No, you don't understand. Okay, by the way, just for the sake of argument for everybody who's listening, if you are listening, you might want to close your ears if you haven't read the issue. Because this is going to be a spoiler. This is going to be a supreme spoiler. Because, guess what? Do you know who Thor with boobs is?
Loki?
His mom!
So why call him Thor?
Precisely. Oh, because of the last line of this, there must always be a Thor. Right, so his mom picks up the hammer and becomes Thor.
It's just a Thor topic.
Yes, it's stupid. It's insane. It's inane. It's inevitable. It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable! Incorruptible! No, it was corruptible because they just did it, didn't they?
Yes, they went there.
I remember that song, Inconceivable. Now I'm going to have to look up that song and listen to it. Fine, be that way.
Uh-huh.
I just, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to, that's what I'm saying, and that I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
And you know what else?
What?
I don't know. I don't know if I have much of a show today. I think we're just going to roll right there. It's like, roll. Okay, let's go talk about squirrels.
Squirrel.
You know what movie's coming out next week?
One
sorry,
more.
This week. Next uh-huh. week, this week, this week, next week.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's mm-hmm. being shown at the After Dark review. It's being released. Zombiever!
Yeah.
See No Evil 2. Dead Snow 2. Huh?
I didn't know that movie was coming out already.
What do you mean?
Well, I had read that they had him reprise his role.
Wait, by the way, which one are you talking about?
The one with Caden.
Okay, so that would be See No Evil 2.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was talking about a Dead Snow 2 there.
Oh, I didn't hear the Dead Snow 2. I apologize for that. Pardon my hearing. It is,
Yes. Kane has reprised his role as the Jacob Goodchild, or whatever his name was.
Right. But yeah, and I didn't know that they had already done it, already filmed it. I thought they
Oh, hell. It's coming out on VOD and all sorts of stuff. What's that, today's 15th? Mm-hmm. On Friday.
Is this VOD going to be the new way of a movies?
It's... tends to seem to be the way that horror movies are being released.
Well, the reason I'm asking is Netflix released an article today about wanting to be able to release new movies, you know, just as quick as they get, you know, as they come out on DVD. Why not allow them to be able to stream them and do all that as well? Especially since the other guys, such as Amazon, is already doing so. So, you know, it kind of started to give me a thought here of, you know, why not? Apparently iTunes had started this just not too long ago where when a movie's released to DVD or before...
TV episodes.
Well, no. Well,
TV
not,
episodes to do as well. You can rent or buy a TV episode the day after it airs on TV.
Yeah, well...
on iTunes.
You can do that on Hulu if you have an account with Hulu.
Yeah, but you can only do the Hulu when you're in the States for that.
Yes, this is true. But it looks like the movies are starting to slowly get released that way. Before they're out on DVD, you can start streaming it, but through these special people. Yeah. And I'm beginning to think this is...
it's called a payment stream. It's called a, hey, look, we're special. We can see this before you. Nah, 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 nah. Guess what? You only see the movie. You don't get to see any special features.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if some people just want that portion of
it, I want the special features.
Well, and then you wait for the DVD.
I want special features.
But,
I want them now, damn it. Now!
Is this the wave of the future? Is this what we're turning to?
No, the wave of the future is going to be, oh, hey, this movie just showed in theaters? Yeah! Great, can I have it on Blu-ray now? Yeah, okay! It's going to be, you go to the theater, watch a movie, hey, look, great movie, did it? Do you want to take home a copy with you? Sure.
Right.
You already go to the cinema and you can pre-order a copy of the freaking movie you just watched.
That wouldn't be so bad.
It's a horrible idea.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, think about it. You can make more money that way.
Well, that's what the VOD bit and Netflix's attempt to do what they're doing. It's like, okay, yeah, great. It's some people just want to pay a little bit extra to get it before the regular time shows on the shelves. Ooh, mm-hmm. They want to be special. Okay.
They're special.
Yeah, because the movie itself is done. There's nothing more they have to do to it to release it to stream. The reason why you buy the DVD or the Blu-ray or whatever is the packaging, which is the extra stuff that they put with it. This is what is differentiating between a physical product and electronic versions of product for, say, music, books, etc. You want to buy just the content created, so a book, CD, music, whatever, movie, then great. There are options that you can do as soon as it's released. It's available. Mm-hmm. Or you can get the physical copy of the product, which has other stuff, plus tactile contactivity to actually owning a physical product, as opposed to, hey, I've got a bunch of numbers on a screen.
Yeah.
I mean, I like physical things.
I'm the same with you. I mean, ebooks are nice, but holding a book is even better.
Yeah, I mean, ebook is great. If I'm somewhere stuck and I got nothing better, he's like, okay, give me a book. I'll read. I can't read on a train or a plane. It makes me sick.
So really?
It doesn't matter if it's electronic or if it's in print format. So it's just I get motion sickness with it, so I don't bother. It's like, who cares? So, I mean, for me, give me a book. When I'm sitting in a corner, I'll read a book. But ebook is great because if you want to take 100 books along, I feel like reading Tolstoy's whatever is, you know, that book that he wrote. Little one. Okay, I'll read that one today.
He wrote a little book?
Sure.
You're just being facetious.
I don't know why you would say that. It is my favorite word in the English language. And if there were equivalents of them in 30 other languages, I'd probably be one of my favorite words in their languages, too. But there is no equivalent to that word. The word has its own specific, unique meaning in the English language. It's very sad, very sad, very sad. Makes me sad, makes me sad. Then I go and watch a movie. I watched a movie.
I watched a couple.
What movies did you watch?
Well, I saw the new Transformers. And okay. I don't know why everybody was so disappointed.
It's disappointing.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a hell of a lot better. You didn't have Shia LaBeouf.
I said very strongly it was better than the third movie, that's for sure.
It really was.
And the second one?
It was really good. I did like the Dinobots.
Told you, man. The Dinobots were freaking awesome, and that thing's like, roar! It's like, what? This shit's great.
Yes.
If they had the Dinobots more through the movie, I would have been much more fascinated with that movie. But the movie I thought was boring.
Well, there, yeah. I will say this, though. You got to admit, the transformation, not the Decepticons, but the transformation of the Autobots this time was freaking nice.
Okay, technical sides, that's great. It was very pretty.
There was a lot.
But it lacked soul.
Well, it could have had a better...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm looking at a movie. It's like, if all it's good for it is the technical ability of somebody to make a, oh, look, pretty. Yeah, I'm sorry, boring. If it doesn't have any soul to it, if it doesn't have a story that says, look, I can believe in this character and want him to succeed. I didn't care about a single character in that movie at all. Neither Optimus nor Bumblebee. No, I kind of like the guy with the big gun, but that was about it.
Yes, the one with the cigar. He was my favorite.
Oh, no, not him. No, the bad guy. The evil dark black robot that was shooting everything from a distance.
Oh, Lockdown.
I like the look of that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like I had no interest in any of the characters. They just seemed to be pretty bland and boring to me. And that even included Marky Mark.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's him. So.
Yeah, I like Marky Mark generally. I think he's a fun actor.
And I was watching some behind the scenes on that, and they were talking about how he does certain scenes naturally, and it's just...
Yeah, he comes across as a natural guy. He's like, hey, I could probably have a beer with him, and he'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay.
Second movie. You ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Captain America 2.
You finally saw that one.
I finally saw it. And?
Nice. Told ya. It's a freaking awesome movie. It's like, that's a solid movie. Start to finish, there's a story. There's characters. There's people you can believe in. There's happy moments, sad moments, oh my God moments, and look, pretty. So it's got all of those things.
Well, there was quite a few moments that just honestly, I just couldn't.
Overwhelm?
No, it just didn't seem believable. You know, I know where the storyline's supposed to go. Don't get me wrong with that. I understand that, and I support that. But, like, some of the things they were kind of going with, and, you know, like, Cap just walks away. You know, it's just...
Okay, so you're going to say that about the Captain America movie, but yet you're going to be fine with the Transformers movie.
Yeah, well, I was fine with both movies. They were awesome.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, robots, giant mecha, whatever, they're just like all over the place and they just throw all this stuff out and then they get sucked up and they blow up themselves into space.
You do know that. Well, that part upset me. Really? They're stuck on Earth and all of a sudden he flies off. Yeah, that was kind of my WTF moment.
Because he couldn't have done this any time in the past when he felt like, yeah, saying, screw this.
Right? Hey, we're trapped on Earth and, oh, fuck it, I'm flying away. Yeah, that part really just... Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to say, though, for what they are and what they were trying to do, really wasn't so bad to a point that you got to say, don't watch it.
The Transformers movie was a popcorn movie. There's nothing involved into it. It's like, meh, okay, watch pretty colors. Ooh, things go sparkly. Ooh, that was it for me.
That's a sparkly.
I had zero interest in caring about any single person in that movie at all.
And you're telling me you didn't like the scene where Bumblebee got mad at the other bot because they were saying he was outdated and stuff?
I thought it was lame.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was kind of nice, a little humorous.
Well, it's humorous, sure, but I thought it was like, wait, why? It seemed forced to me. It seemed like the kind of thing that's like, we got to make some kind of funny thing because Bumblebee is like still, like, what? Okay, we're talking future mech with the ability to fix and self-heal. Why is he still stuck with this weird voice thing?
Well, I think...
He's choosing it? Yes. That's not explained or explored or even given a hot... No, let's make fun of him because he's old.
No, they did explain that in... Shoot, I think it was the second one because they said, your voice has been fixed. Why are you doing that? And he said that he likes using it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how that stayed. Assuming that that's why they kept it to stay that way because
that's the rational thinking of a mechanical being. We're thinking about it. Transformers and Autobots have to be mechanical beings that work within probability, possibility, functionability. It's not a matter of I like it.
Well, I think a lot of things that are people, maybe, and this is where I can see where you're coming in on this, is that, you know, they actually showed, in a sense, emotions this time versus...
And I'm fine with them actually showing emotions. That would have been much better if they actually had emotions. Optimus Prime, he's angry. Oh, I'm so angry at these humans. They keep taking advantage of us. Let's go fight for the humans. What? Seriously? Come on. It didn't work for me. And then where did these other eight Transformers guys come from? Who's this guy? Who's the ninja guy? What?
Oh, yeah, that one kind of threw me off, too. Who the hell was he?
I don't know. And the whole group of them, it's like, who's that guy? I don't know who that guy is. And the guy, that guy, who's that guy? And wait a sec. Okay, we've got Mega, what's-his-face? Somehow becoming imbued with nanotechnology. Oh, I don't need an actual solid body now. I've got the ability to create whatever body I want.
Oh, Galvatron?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I liked Galvatron. He was kind of cool. But seriously, if you had a nano-ability body to create and replicate and do whatever you want, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to just hide in the shadows. I'm just going to kill everyone. Like, seriously.
You're going to do that anyway, so really?
Precisely, but I'm going to do it with a style, panache, and flair, because I like those words, too.
Yeah.
Panache. Fermez les bouches, oui.
But I will say that the new Flash series is really coming along.
Okay, let's go there. I watched episode one. You know what? I liked it.
I thought you would.
And I don't like Flash as a character. It's like in the comic books, it's like, really? Flash? You're such a wuss. I don't like him in the comics. But the way that they set this TV show up, it's like, I could see myself watching this. I got a big kick out of the whole Green Arrow Flash crossover. They're having a talk. And then Green Arrow jumps off. And he goes, Flash goes, oh, cool. And then Flash all runs away. And Green Arrow's looking at us like, oh, cool. That I thought was hilarious.
Right.
And Green Arrow has to introduce Green Lantern if they haven't already. I haven't watched Green Arrow yet.
Well, from what I understand, the way they're going, it might create, well, they're talking about more. I did not read the article, but I did see the headline that DC's releasing 10 more movies, which makes me wonder if they're going to...
They've been saying that for the last 2 years.
You knew they were going to do it.
We've got 10 movies. They're all dark. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I think they actually announced the name of them today. I don't know.
They announced specific movies. This was, what was it, right shortly after the announcement of the second movie, Batman movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe it was around the time when the second Batman movie, they said, yeah, we got 10 more movies coming out. They're all going to be dark. Superman, he's going to be darker. And then they had the Cavill movie that came out there last year, whatever. And then they had the two more Batman movies, and then it's like, what the hell else came out? Oh, yeah, some other comic book movies that most people don't know were comic book movies, like Red.
Mm.
The Losers.
Like that one.
It was a good movie. Well, I enjoyed it. But it was a comic book movie.
Yeah.
There's a couple of others, too. They're all comic book movies. They're all darker-tinged movies, and they're good movies, but they're not what people consider to be comic book movies because they don't think that these came from comic books.
Right. Well, they don't... Well, I take it back. Losers kind of did have that. The intro was a really nice intro, and the the credits, the way they did it. So they gave you the look of the comics, but never really... Other than you had to read it in the credits, you never would have known.
Precisely. And the same thing with Red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoyed both, so it's fun. Move on. So yes, Flash. I enjoyed that.
I watched the episode yesterday. I will not spoil it. I will not say anything other than they did like they did in the first one with this interesting mystery at the end.
Ooh, the professor guy shows more about, hey, I'm trying to actually kill Flash history because it's horrible and I'm from the future.
Well, definitely, you did get that from him.
Oh, yes.
I did find an article that was talking about all the Easter eggs, 25 Easter eggs in that first episode.
Okay, I think I caught a couple.
Okay, let's see what you caught.
I don't remember. I watched the episode a little while ago now.
Okay, well, the father, Henry Allen.
Yes.
Believe it or not, was one of the first Flashes. He was a...
Yes, that's right. He was in the freaking show. I've got the TV series right over there. That's why he was so familiar looking to me. Holy crap. Yeah, he played the Flash in the 90s TV series.
Yep.
Yep.
The Lightning Strike. Now, the TV series made some of the slight changes of the traditional Flash story, but they did say that there was a telltale blur. So I have to go back and watch the first episode. I haven't gone back to check this, but apparently there was a red blur that you catch during that particular lightning flash.
And in the Flash comics, you realize that what the Flash characters have is they're full of the speed force.
Right.
That's what makes them speedy, not anything else. But the thing I did not like about the TV show was that it was the particle accelerator that ended up giving Flash his power, but it also gave the other guy with the storm control. It's like, okay, I could see a particle accelerator giving somebody speed force. I can't see somebody getting, storm powers or any other meta capabilities as well.
Well, that is something that, and it's funny you say that too, because they are keep going at the metahuman thing.
Yeah, well, the metahuman thing is, if DC keeps doing this thing and where they put out more shows like Arrow, Gotham, Flash, and whatever other shows they've got slated out, this is a good strategy for them because it's going to bring out their characters in, especially if they give good writing and good... TV face to it, that'll actually make them money and it'll continue to prop up their industry. If they go and get stupid, well, obviously, needless to say, it's just going to make it stupid. But right. I think these three shows so far are great cornerstone shows. And as I understand, in Arrow, they've introduced Black Canary, they've introduced Cyborg, they've introduced the Atom, they've introduced a few other characters.
Black Canary, because if you didn't see the season premiere, yet I would give you a spoiler, but they've really introduced a lot of people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the DC characters have been introduced, and if they play well, oh, look, let's get a show for them, too, because they played well.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to tie in.
Canary is freaking kick-ass, dude.
Good. She's supposed to be. She's actually supposed to be a balls-out, take-no-prisoners kind of nice lady.
Right.
Who can scream your ass off?
Well, how about this? The detective, one of the new detective they brought onto the force, is his name. Did you catch his name?
It was familiar sounding, but I didn't place it.
Ebbard Thawn. I hope I said that name right. Eobard is the first name, and then Thawn, which is Thawne.
Sorry, say the last name. Spell the last name again.
Thawne.
Thawn? You're calling it Thawn?
Yeah, I might be saying it wrong.
Okay. Yeah, what about him?
The name is better known as the original Reverse Flash.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a hint there. Cisco Ramon, which is the guy in the Star Labs, the really stoked up dude.
Oh, the goober, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Everybody who knows of the comic book series, believe it or not, his character became Vibe.
I didn't like Vibe.
Don't know if that's going to go there, but the one I want to see if it goes somewhere is Caitlin Snow.
Amy Pond?
No, the girl that's in the lab also.
Yeah, Amy Pond.
Oh, is that what they're calling her?
No, that's her real name.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know her real name.
Sorry, Amy Pond is a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah. Anyway, in the series, she became Killer Frost. So I want to see if she actually becomes it.
Okay. I could live with that. So,
there was one hint I had to ask you about.
Okay. No, I didn't pick up on those because, like I said, I was never really a big Flash character. I was just waiting to see somebody come up with Dr. Cold.
Well, this one is the one I wanted to know about. You might have to go back and watch the first episode to catch it. I did. But there was a cage that they showed.
Gorilla Grodd.
Yes.
I picked up on that one.
Did you?
Oh, hell yes. I was like, Grodd! Yes! Gorilla Grodd!
So, yeah, as far as we know right now, he has escaped.
Ooh-wee. And Gorilla Grodd was not just a Flash villain either.
No.
He was a Green Arrow villain, he was a Green Lantern villain, he was a Superman villain. He was a villain for a lot of DC characters.
So I want to see where they go with that one.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to show up for a little while.
No, definitely not. There's quite a few others. They gave a hint at Adam Smasher. Harrison Wells. This is the professor, the doctor. Dr. Harrison in the wheelchair?
He's going to be the Yellow Flash, which is the Flash from the future.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're calling him. Is this? He was.
I remember the name, but I can't remember it.
One, yeah. Second Reverse Flash.
No, it wasn't a Reverse Flash. It was something very specific. They had a name for him, a character name for him, as a bad guy. Not a Reverse Flash. It was something else. I can't remember what.
Yeah.
I mentioned it today.
But there was quite a bit. And if you guys did not catch the article in the end, if you kind of missed
it. Then don't. Don't. Well, just listen to us.
Yeah, yeah.
We will tell you what's going on. We control the horizontal. I control the vertical. I control the horizontal. I will tell you what you need to know. And what you need to know is you need to get me more cookies.
Cookies.
That's basically the bottom line.
Did you read the headline?
Which headline was that?
The one that the doctor looks at the end?
Flash Mission 2025 fails.
No, it actually says Flash Missing Vanishes in Crisis.
Okay. I saw something else then.
See, that's what I thought too. But because in 1985, when they showed that same article, it read Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yep, that was a tie-in to a big DC crossover series where it's like, let's tie in everything in DC. Ooh.
So, yeah. I'm curious, though.
So I can see that leading in.
there's a heck of a lot more Easter eggs I could actually give, but I'm sure you want to move on, so.
Yes, time for the next episode to talk about. Gotham!
I still can't get past the first one.
Dude, the second one rocks.
Is it?
Well, oh, hell yeah. And the third one's like, ooh, I got tinglies. I hate police procedural TV shows. You don't seem to understand. I do not like police procedural shows. They bore the crap out of me. Oh, look, bullet casings. Oh, look, this isn't. It's like, okay, great, that's factual information. Oh, look, let's enhance the video. It's like, really? Are you that stupid? They don't work that way. You know, it's like, okay, you got all this really cool science-y type stuff that they put into Zorro, and then they throw in all this really stupid science-y stuff. It's like, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. You send a DNA sample to the lab, you don't get an answer back in 10 minutes. You get an answer back in 2 to 15 days. Or whatever.
I was going to say, I thought it was I think 2 days is about the shortest, yeah.
2 days is like the short average. More than often, you get 10 days. But it could be any of a number of things. It depends on what the circumstances are and all sorts of variables. It doesn't happen in like 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay? That's the thing that kills me about some of these CSI shows. It's like, ooh, the bullet went in trajectory like this and it's like that. It's like, how the hell do you know that? You can't measure that shit from what you've got here right now. Like, you have a slide rule and you have an eye sight of eye. No, I'm sorry. You need laser sights and stuff like this. That shit bugs me. But Gotham is not about any of that. I got some issues with Gotham in that the whole, oh, everybody in Gotham is corrupt, so blah, it's corrupt, so it's okay to be blah, corrupt, okay, blah, it's all corrupt, 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 corrupt! Okay, so if it was all corrupt, how can it still exist? Corruption always ends up to rot and everything collapses.
True.
Okay? And if the entire system, judiciary system, the cops, the government, all of them, everybody corrupt like nobody's business and everybody knows they're corrupt and everybody understands they're corrupt and everybody expects that they're going to be corrupt, how can that system continue to exist? In time, it would collapse. I mean, it's not the kind of thing that can exist for like a decade or two or whatever and still be able to maintain itself. I liked the point that they made about the Wayne Foundation, which was a pillar of common decency and crap, but then it was offset by the criminal element. It's like, okay, well, I see a bit of, yeah, that kind of gives hope and then takes hope away, gives hope, takes hope away, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. I'm really enjoying the show. I mean, the one episode, which one was it? The third one episode, they have these happy two people, lady and a man, going out and abducting small children. Why? They don't explain why. It doesn't matter why. It's just that the one scene that they're in the little room and there's this giant pit in the room is like, they're going to bring out Killer Croc, aren't they? They're feeding the kids to Killer Croc, aren't they? They weren't, but that would have made me laugh my ass off.
It would have been different.
Yeah. No, but that would have been cool. That would have been like, yeah! Because that's just messed up.
Then you walk in and there's this big giant croc.
A killer croc. Giant with legs and feet and hands. And eyes and toes. Maybe not toes. I don't remember.
And toes?
I don't know. But Cobblepot, the penguin, is turning out to be one of the coolest characters in the show.
Mm.
He's psychotic, schizophrenic, and he walks like a penguin. I swear to God, funniest line so far in the show I've watched is, hey, frat boy dude, kind of like messed up and kind of stupid. Hey man, everybody know to ever tell you that when you walk, you look like you waddle, like a penguin. And in the meantime, Cobblepot was like, eh, and stops laughing. He's like, no, nobody's ever said that before. Breaks the bottle, stabs him in the neck. Pure psycho, man. He does it perfectly. So I like him. That character is actually pretty cool.
And see, that's believable, though, too. You know,
but that's his character. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to play. He is supposed to be psychotic and has his own set of rules and everything else. And that's just really awesome. So I like how they're positioning the show. I want to see more.
I'll have to play catch up.
Well, we all have to play catch up on everything. I haven't watched Walking Dead yet. It's really pissing me off. Not that it's really pissing me off. It's just like, I just can't watch everything all at once.
I got to see the first 4 minutes of it. And
that's it.
Let's just put it like this. What I saw made me want to watch the rest, and I couldn't.
They hit a record, 17-point-something million viewers watching it as it was playing live.
Yeah.
It's like, not surprised. It's fifth season, season openers. A lot of people love that show. I always get a kick out of the people who walk into the shop. And it's like, hey, do you got that comic book that's based on the TV show? No, but I have that comic book that the TV show is based on. What? Yeah, the comic book's been around for 10 years, brother. What do you mean it's been around for 10? TV show's only been around for 4. Comic book came out 10 years ago. Wow, man, you just filled my head up with so much. Wow, man. I had a guy do that.
Was that the Bong Brothers?
No, man. No. Dude, they're just too mellow. Mellow. Like yellow. Hey, do you know what time it is?
9:36.
9:36.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay.
And intermezzo time.
That's not on the clock.
Yes, it is. My clock says intermezzo time. Intermezzo, intermezzo, intermezzo.
Was a joke, I didn't do my time. They couldn't finally pick me up. Now I'm doing real tough and I'm rough. Come on, I'm a Terminator 4. Hurry up, y'all, it's time to go on. I love to hate them, this is my story, yo. One more time, I'm gonna be talking to you tonight. One more time, I'm gonna be talking to you tonight. Everything is so f***ed up. I gotta keep going on. I will survive, I'm strong. Long time coming. Somebody catch my train. It's too late, it's driving me insane. Everybody's going somewhere else. This is my story, yo.
Tonight. One more time, and then it's all on to you tonight. One more time, and then it's all on to you tonight. One more time, and then it's all on to you tonight. One more time, and then it's all on to you tonight.
You know what happens? You know what happens? You know what happens is typing and talking at the same time sometimes creates the same particular comments and conceptualizations that go between the lines. Go 1, 2, 3, 5 teen squirrels. And then you get wrapped up in the coffee, and the coffee, I don't do coffee because coffee is just wrong. Evil, 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 disgusting, smelly stuff. Better is Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola is the nectar of the gods. Mixed with cookies. One of these days I'm going to actually get a blender and put Coca-Cola and cookies in the blender and make a cookie-cola.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just saying.
Right. I will just, I'll enjoy watching you attempt that.
What, you think my head's going to explode? What? You think, huh? No.
I don't think I...
I have a metabolic capacity to create a universe within the fingertips of my hand and watch all the little tendrils of light going from one side to the other side and then crossing back over to that side, and then it goes bush, boom, ba, kushara, smack, back of the head with a tick.
I've got the possibility to let out a wonderful belch.
No, let's not do that.
No?
No.
It would feel good.
You can wait the 18 minutes and hold it on to yourself.
Oh! The pressure!
Oh, don't give me pressure. I'll flatulate. I'm not going to go there either.
A zombie flatulate?
Zombies always flatulate, man. Oh, we're not going to talk about poop, are we? Is that seriously where you want to go right now?
No, that was nowhere where I was going.
Good, because I had myself a darn good poop this morning.
Okay,
moving on to the next subject of the day. I did watch a movie this week.
What'd you watch?
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Ah, that's right. It came out
this week.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. I thought it was probably one of the better non-Marvel movies. I get a kick out of the fact that everybody keeps thinking, hey, did you see that Marvel movie X-Men? It's like, it's not done by Marvel, people. It's done by Fox and Sony.
Yeah, that's right, because...
And the only reason they keep putting these movies out is so they can keep holding on to the rights for them. But this one, First Class was better, I think. First Class was an awesome, solid, hey, look, that's just neat kind of movie. And Days of Future Past, oh my god, we finally got to see the future set. And I didn't like the new Sentinels in the future in this movie. But I did like the overall visual impact of this movie. And the story was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I didn't want to have my comic book story movie, I enjoyed this movie. But if I wanted my comic book movie, I would have been very disappointed. Blink was awesome. I loved Blink in this movie.
I know which one that one was.
Yeah, Blink was the slightly Asian girl who had the abilities that, poof, makes these purple windows and you walk through and it's like shows up somewhere else.
Right, yes. Like, I saw that one in the preview and I was like, I like that one!
Yeah. No, I've always liked Blink as a character because she's just strange.
Yes. Strange? Well, they all are. They're all... Wait, they're not metahumans here. They're mutants here, right?
They're mutants here. And there are metahumans as well. The metahuman... The metahuman tagline was something that came up across a bunch of different comic books. Publishers and universes. Marvel uses it. DC uses it. Image uses it. A bunch of different publishers and stuff using it. Even, I think, Wild Cards. George R. R. Martin's thing used it at some point, too.
Yeah. Okay, did not know that.
Yep, it is a non-DC exclusive term.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, you're hearing it, so.
Well, yeah. You hear it, then you fart it, and then it must be real.
No, it's not real until you smell it.
No. But I'm going to highlight a particular issue that I had, a glaring issue I had with X-Men Days of Future Past.
No, please do.
The robots. The Sentinels. There's a scene where Magneto takes over the Sentinels.
Well, they're metal, right?
Nope.
What?
They're made from a space-age polymer never made before, and they're just awesome because they're non-metallic. Okay. So the night before, Magneto threads in a whole bunch of metal into all the robots and suddenly can control them all.
Interesting.
Right. Glaring obvious factor of absence not taken into account. Guns. They all used guns. Metal bullets. Okay, so he could have done that in the first place. And how does he control them? Oh, so he uses the metal in their things, and it, but yet they're turned on. They have jet propulsion. The jet propulsion is not controlled by the metal in this front that they've weaved into the Sentinel, and yet they fly like normal, and they try to do normal things, and yet, no. How does he control their brain pan? Doesn't work that way. That was the biggest glaring thing that I had in that as an issue. I was like, okay, moving on. Forget the whole retcon thing because it's a comic book movie. Who cares?
Saw some bad news, sorry.
Oh, okay. Saw some interesting news.
Which, what'd you see?
Marvel has been releasing over the last couple of days a bunch of teaser posters.
Yes, they
are. Civil War?
At New York Comic Con, they released the very first look at the trailer.
Yes, but in the last few days, last 3 days specifically, they have been releasing little teasers, like images, Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. Okay, first, Ultron. Second, Zombies. I'm there. They've released a trailer of Civil War. Old school characters versus the new school characters. What? Secret Wars, which if you're familiar with it, is the Beyond... Well, actually, maybe that I've just mixed up the Secret Wars and Civil War. That's right. The Secret Wars is the one where it's the old school versions of the characters versus new school versions of the characters. And Civil War is Iron Man and Captain America tearing apart Spider-Man. These are cool images. And the idea being is that they're going to go with these storylines. It's like, okay, there's going to be a comic book. There's going to be movies. These are going to be TV shows. These are going to be animated features or series of some sort. It's like, dudes, cool. Bring it on. Bring it on now. But no, these are 2015 type designation things. So it's like, oh, man, now we got to wait. And then it's going to come out and it's going to suck. Because when they do all this forced anticipation crap, it always ends up sucking.
Right.
Now, the exceptions have been the Avengers movie and the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I can't wait till December 9th. Gosh darn it.
Neither can I, because apparently you're going to get an exclusive look at Avengers 2 when they release the DVD and Blu-ray.
I don't care about that. I want the Blu-ray of Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't care. I want to watch GOG, and then I want to watch special features, and I want to see, that's how they did that. That's neat.
Look what they got in the Blu-ray. A gag reel, making of, commentary.
That's what I like. Do you know what my favorite thing to find on a Blu-ray or DVD is?
Bloopers?
Gag reel.
Yeah, well, same thing.
Yeah, I love that shit. One of my favorite ones is in the series Dark Angel.
Mm-hmm.
With Jessica Alba, that's her like breakout role or whatever for sci-fi and stuff.
Right.
So it's like, okay, they're doing the show, she's wearing a little nighty thing, she's near a power panel. I'm sick and tired of not having any powers. So she put it in, and she's going around, it's like, fire crew comes out of nowhere, it's like, oh, no fire! Like her nighty caught fire from an electric spark from the panel. She didn't even notice it. And she's on fire, it's like, awesome! Nobody got hurt, of course, because that would be sad to be... Say what now?
Well, if she's on fire, got to get it off, right?
Well, yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, is nobody got hurt.
Oh.
She's a mommy, gosh darn it, you can't do that.
She's still one hot mama.
Yes, she is. I agree 100%. So I don't know where I was going with any of that, but that's where I went. Oh yeah, gag reels. I love gag reels. Gag reels are fun.
Yeah, I think most of the movies I watch, I just do it because I love that. A lot of times I do like the special effects, you know, or not special effects, the makings of...
How'd they do that? Yeah. Why'd they do that? Where did they think they were going with that idea? Oh, that's neat. Like, that's what happens for me for World War Z. World War Z was, this movie is not the book. Well, you're right. You watch the special features, they tell you why it's not the book. It's actually an interpretation. Well, it's like, how would the guy have gotten around to writing that book? Oh, he would have gone through these experiences. Oh, okay. And then the book is actually the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Right.
It's like, well, when you put it that way, maybe you guys should have spun it better when you were doing your promotions and advertising, and people would have said, oh, this is not the... Oh, yeah, actually, that works. You know? It's, the whole marketing thing always kind of gets wiggity-wiggity-wiggity, because, like, sometimes they have really great ideas, and then the execution's poor. Sometimes they have these great executions, and then the delivery of the message is poor. John Carpenter of Mars. I like that movie. I really do like that movie. It was a beautiful movie. It was very well done. The story was solid, front to beginning. Great movie. Did poorly at the theater. Why?
Do you tell? I was waiting for it.
Do you know the story, all right?
It's been a while since I remember that one, but go for it.
Well, the reason why it failed and sucked is because there was competing marketing teams. The first marketing team that was doing the movie in the beginning, oh, look at all the stuff, we're doing all this stuff and whatever. They fired the marketing team and brought in a new marketing team, and the new marketing team didn't want to deal with any of their crap, so they made the movie bomb.
Oh.
So they put zero effort into making any marketing worthwhile for it. They put zero actual interest into trying to create any kind of interest in the movie. The movie is a solid movie. It actually works the way it's been done. It's a little bit different than the books. Great. Ha-ha. Fine. But the movie is solid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ah.
It just goes to prove that marketing makes a huge difference.
It can. It's not the only part of it.
No, but, I mean, you know, you put out, well, okay, best example of how marketing can affect a film. Paranormal Activity. Crappiest film out there. But, yes, I said crappy. I'm sorry if it's anyone, if it offends anyone.
It's not
but
the crappiest. It's just not a good one.
It's horrible. Anyway, but it made so much money. And your question is, why?
I know why.
It had little to no marketing. No, what they did is they marketed it in a whole new style, which actually was
they
the first.
Anti-marketed it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what they did with Blair Witch, which yep. is exactly what they did with a couple of other movies I've seen as well, Sharknado. What the hell was the other? There was another one that I could point out as an example of this as well, where instead of actually saying, yo, let's buy ad space, yo, let's buy placement here, let's go and get people to say good things about us, let's just not say anything, and it's like, ooh, factor. And that was it. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, that kind of concept, it does work for a movie as long as you get a audience buy-in to it. Like, well, I didn't like Paranormal Activity, and I'm sorry. I'm going to be with you on that one. It's like, I thought it was boring.
I did, too.
I thought it was hilarious that I could see the marketing technique that they used right in the beginning of the movie. Hey, I can't remember what the wife's name was. Look, honey, I bought this video camera. What'd you buy that for? Well, I think it's going to be a really cool thing. $6,000 camera he's bought. It's half the budget of the movie. Oh, wait, there, he's just justified his expense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, come on. This is so lame. You can see what... It's like, okay, well, I guess maybe the average layperson watching movies not seeing into that. It's like, oh, man.
I'm not going there, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not going there either. because that is my initials. 50 shades of me? What are you talking about? I got lots of shades.
Yeah.
I got the blue shades. I got my aquamarine shade. I've got my mauve shade. I've got my magenta. And possibly even my tourmaline.
Is that even a color?
It is, actually. It's a shade of green, blue, some sort. It's, I don't know. It's like some kind of water blue. I don't know. But I've heard the name. It's a real color.
Well, I did not know this.
Yes. And let's not forget the more important shade of putrescence.
Yes. Can't forget that one.
Yeah, that's shiny. It's very shiny.
Sparkly.
It's what? Sparkly. Yeah. Maybe not so much sparkly. But shiny, yes. A little bit of effervescence warmed up with putrescence is like, ooh, look, it's blah. Blah. Blah, I said, blah.
You know, if everything works tonight, I've got a pretty cool show tonight.
Really? Do you have a show tonight?
I do.
But this is my show. It's After Rot.
I know, but you inspired this show for tonight.
I did? Yay, I inspired a show. What kind of show is it? Is it about dead things?
No, it's a little bit of everything.
Then how did I inspire it? Am I all over the place? Are you saying I'm erratic and sporadic and scatic and possibly even a little touch seven dusted?
No, actually, your very first time you did a look back on shows inspired what I did for tonight.
Okay.
It's your inspiration turned in with my twist, which some people might say, meh, but oh well.
So it's a free pie after rot retrospective episode spectacular.
Indubitably.
Well, okay. How many other I words can you throw at that?
Let me open the dictionary.
Why would you even waste time going to the dictionary? I am right here. Incandescent. Irascible. Irrelevant.
No.
And there's inconceivable!
There you go.
See? I apparently rung a bell. I don't know which bell. Oh, they're talking about the movie The Room. I've seen that movie. I wasn't such a big fan of it.
The Room.
The Room. Is that the Whoopi Goldberg one? Come on, Keenan, stay up.
It's not Panic Room, is it?
No, Panic Room was the one with Jodie Foster and what's his nut? I didn't like that one. That one was boring.
Yeah, I didn't get that one too much.
But I've got a couple of movies that my dad gave me because he didn't want them anymore, and I'm going to have to watch them.
What'd you get?
Maniac Cop and The Brood.
Ooh.
I haven't seen those in ages, so I'm going to have to watch those.
I was going to say, it's been a long time since I've seen Maniac Cop. That was an 80s film, if I remember right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, one of the guys that, he's a stuntman in films. He's a friend of mine, and he was the stuntman for that film.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Wow. Yeah.
But come on, The Brood, man.
Yeah, that's
David Cronenberg.
Ah, wow.
I think that was the first movie my dad took me and my brother to.
By the way, I got a surprise movie I watched right before the show, too. Carrie 2.
Haven't seen it yet.
Let's just put it like this. They do try to make it 20 years after. So okay. One of the girls that was in the original Carrie was Sissy Spacek, not the other one.
Oh, that Carrie 2. Okay. I have seen that a long time ago. I thought it blew chunks.
It was more of a teen flick. I was kind of disappointed on that.
Meh.
Yeah, that's basically was my impression. It was a teen flick. Meh.
Meh.
Meh. There was my review. Meh. How many stars? Meh.
Meh. I gave it a meh star. Not even a meth star, just a meh. Holy crap, look at that time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Gadzooks, God swallowing, gob, doppelover, top. I'm just making up words now. Everybody in the chat room, I want to say thank you very much for coming by again to the show and listening and having fun and interacting with us in this time-honored fashion of interactivity. Everybody listening on the various streaming things like StreamFinder and what else is Streama and what else? I know there's a few others here that I'm missing, but all of those things. Thank you for listening. Come on down. By all means, follow us on the Facebook, follow us on the Twitter, follow us on the zombiezack.com webpage for, you know, my blog and stuff. And sometimes I actually write words there. And I appreciate you all coming down. Come on down again next week and say hi. Cool. Dead things. And thanks for coming out as well, EW.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.